Welcome to the KRDO Table Talk Show with Teresa Farney, presented by Ranch Foods Direct. Teresa's got the scoop on all the finest chefs, new restaurants, and the best places to dine. And now, the most elegant and gracious host in radio, Teresa Farney.
Welcome to KRDO Table Talk on 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM, presented by Ranch Foods Direct. I'm Teresa Farney, the food editor at the Gazette, and today you're going to hear about some fun wine events, where to get healthy food, a public market, and toe-tapping food festival. So we're very excited to have a whole studio full of fabulous guests, and we're going to start off with that wine information with Tim Christensen. He and his wife own Fermentations, which is a winemaking and homebrew center. And they are located at 5765 North Academy Boulevard.
Right.
Hi, Tim.
Hi.
Welcome. Long time no see. I mean, we were just at a wine tasting last night.
Last night. It's a small world.
And here we are. We're going to do it again. I wish everybody could have see radio, because they would see a lot of wine, and you've got a lot of information to tell us about the American Wine Society.
Well, we could start there. We finished our third year in operation as a local chapter of the American Wine Society, which was formed back in the 1965 age. Mm-hmm. We were looking for something that we could do with friends here in Colorado Springs area that involved wine, and especially wine education, which is what we're all about at our store. So we joined as professional members about 5 years ago, but then we could never make it up to Denver or Boulder or Aurora at the times when they had their events. So a lot of our friends who have been customers that become friends were interested in a local chapter as well. So we formed a chapter just shortly after 2015. We needed 8 members to start a chapter, and we started with 20. We're up to over 73 members right now.
And they're very active. Every time I've gone, sometimes you put a limit on the amount of people that can come, but generally it's open.
It depends on where the venue is that we'll be holding an event, how many people we can seat. Mm-hmm. We've had as many as 80 or 90 people at one of our events, the Paella Dinner that we did a few years ago. We had almost 90 people there. Last night, the limit was about 45 to 48 people is all we could really fit.
Last night was really interesting because you were pairing wine with Asian Indian food, which is
right.
Very spicy, high flavor, and sometimes kind of difficult to pair.
Tell us
a little bit about that.
Well, all of our members have the opportunity to take turns putting together an event. And in this case, Tammy and Dan Garner, along with Christine Kiakia and Paul Kluckman, all put together the idea of Indian foods with wine. And traditionally, they have beer over in India more than they do wine. So obviously, the wines were from Spain or from Colorado or Germany. We tasted a Gruner Veltliner that was very good with, I think it was the shrimp madras, if I'm not mistaken. But it's fun to compare the flavors of the wine with the flavors of the food and see how they join together. It was a nice event.
Well, I think between you and Dirk Stamp, who is with the wine cellar,
yep,
and Monument, and those three members of yours, you guys could open an Asian restaurant and have served wine all the time.
Well, I can't take credit for that. They put that all together, but they did a very nice job.
They did an really excellent job, and the people who cooked the food did a wonderful job. They did not dumb down the spices at all. It was just perfect.
So
tell us a little bit. I was in your store recently. You've brought some wines. Tell us what we've got here that we're going to be looking at.
Sure. Well, the reason I brought these in is a couple of years ago, two of our customers who our friends, we're all friends, brought in a bottle of this kind of wine, which is called Cooper and Thief. It's a 17% alcohol whiskey bourbon barrel aged red blend.
It looks like it's in a whiskey bottle rather than a wine bottle.
Yeah, pretty much. It's very rich. It's almost like a dessert wine, very jammy. Mm-hmm. And these friends of ours, Lisa and Brian, introduced Brenda and me to bourbon barrel-aged wines. And we really got a kick out of it. Since then, I made 2 batches of wine that have oak cubes that have been aged in whiskey and put into the wine. The one that I brought for you today in your glasses, it actually has Crown Royal whiskey in it. And that's what this mason jar is. It's half the bottle of Crown Royal went into the wine that you have in front of you, and the other half is in this jar waiting for another victim.
Well, I'm not that would be bourbon, Crown Royal.
It's Canadian blend.
Oh, okay. So it's whiskey?
It's whiskey, but it's very smooth whiskey.
Okay. Well, we have some chefs here. We have Eric Veed and James Africano, and they've got their glasses up at their nose, and they're sipping. And you guys, what do you think? Do you taste the whiskey? Do you taste the oak in there?
Absolutely.
Oh, now we've got the nutritionist and the general manager for the net. What do you smell, James?
You give us wine in the afternoon.
It's just fun.
Yeah.
And the reason I brought it today
is really good.
And I brought a couple of other bottles that our customers have made. They put their own version of the whiskey into it for something fun to do. And just a week or two ago, our supplier, which is Wine Expert, made an announcement that they're doing a bourbon barrel-aged wine kit.
Oh, neat.
So we ordered 24 of those for the store. We had a sign-up sheet, and we had 15 people sign up in advance. We added to our order. They'll be coming here later this month at the end of July.
So now, are you going to start selling this?
I can't sell whiskey or wine or any alcohol. We're a grocery store.
Okay.
But it's a fun thing to experiment with for personal use.
But hey, now, James, you spent some time. We're going to get into more depth with this. You spent some time with Ted Turner and bison. I think this might be a nice pairing.
That would be fantastic with any big red meat. Bison, lamb, elk, any of the game meats would be great with this.
Something bold.
Yeah.
Now, and Eric, if you were doing rattlesnake, how about that? Would that go?
That was more James L. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking more like, you know, a nice roast pork or something.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah. You get Doug Wiley's couple of pigs.
Yeah. Some
pork
belly. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, boy. Mm, that sounds good.
The sweetness of the Zinfandel grape goes really well with the whiskey. And so what you have in your glass is a red Zinfandel. And I just thought it's fun to play with, you know. And this Cooper and Thief kind of started it all for us. But our supplier, our national sales manager that we buy kits from, was here in town last night. And we had introduced him to this and told him we've been doing this for 2 years now, personally, for fun. And he was pleased to see that we kind of were leading the charge on this.
Okay, well, now, it's in the middle of the summer, but it's never too soon to start thinking about holidays. And I'm thinking something like this, a kit to make this kind of wine for Christmas gifts. What do you
think?
Absolutely.
A lot of people do. In fact, October and November are very busy for us because people are making wine for gifts. And, you know, you're looking at about $10 a bottle for a wine that you can make yourself. It's hard to find a gift that people really enjoy for $10 anymore.
So let me ask you, how about that bottle? Whenever you sell the bottles and everything that you need to make and label and cork and do everything that you need to do to make wine, could you by chance have these kind of bottles that look more like the whiskey bottle?
I don't have a supplier for this style of bottle. The ones that we include in our package look like this. It's just a standard green Bordeaux style bottle.
Yeah, but then people could jazz up their label and make it look festive and holidayish and fun.
These labels were designed by the customers. I printed them on our printing machine.
Okay. Well, we are coming up on a break, but why don't you quickly tell people where you're located because they might want to come and buy this kit and your phone number.
Sure. We're at the south side of Vickers, east side of Academy, in a building as part of the Center Point Plaza, where our phone number is 719-598-1164, and we've been there for 4 years now, August 1st. We've been in business for 7.
Well, you have made a big, big success. You also do beer.
We teach beer.
You cover the gamut. So thank you, Pam, for coming in. I really appreciate it. And thank you
for bringing
all this sampling. It's fabulous.
It's fun to try new things.
Well, we're coming up on a break, but stay tuned. There's more scrumptious talk to come, and we still have wine to drink. And welcome back to the second course of KRDO Table Talk, presented by Ranch Foods Direct. And I know Ranch Foods Direct would be very happy to be here today and meet Don Franz and Jose Yanis. And we appreciate so much your coming in today. You guys, I know Don has been with Natural Grocers for quite some time. And Jose, have you been involved with that business as well for a period of time?
I've been with the company going on 3 years now.
Okay. And what store? Have you always been in Colorado Springs?
No, I actually started in Oklahoma. I was a transitional store manager for them for a while, so I got to travel through Washington, Missouri, Texas for a little bit. The opportunity came up to move to Colorado Springs, and my family came out. They checked it out. They loved it, and the rest is history.
Well, I'm guessing out of Oklahoma that this would be like coming to paradise. I'm just guessing. I don't know.
I mean, Oklahoma's nice. Don't get me wrong, but Colorado's beautiful.
Yeah, well, it's hard to beat the mountains and the cool air and trees.
Yeah, they...
Having grown up in West Texas, I appreciate trees.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Dawn, I know you've got a big celebration coming up, and you have been with Natural Grocers for some time.
I have. This is my 16th year. I kind of have grown up with the company, and why have they grown? I started, they had like 25 stores, and now it's like 150. And it's really, really neat to see how, in my position as a nutritionist, they have demo kitchens. We get to do cooking classes, nutrition classes, and we also offer things in the community. So, yeah, it's been fun growing up with
them. You know, the Natural Grocers has gone through a little bit of a rebranding, so to speak, and that's been the past few years.
Yeah.
And which one of you would like to talk about the history of Natural Grocers?
Well, it's still a family-owned and run business. They started in 1955. The mother and father of the family, they went door-to-door with nutrition books and whole grain bread and talked to people until they started kind of like a co-op. And then they created this business, and their family runs it now. So all the children are running the show now.
And didn't they, the reason it was called Vitamin College, didn't they do a type of vitamin selection?
They did, and initially they had a lot of vitamins, and this is when people were doing more processed foods, and vitamins really were really helpful. Margaret Isley, the founder of the company, she healed herself from some health issues with nutrition, with supplements, vitamins, as well as health food. So she really believed in it, really felt a kinship with customers coming in, and really wanted to help people and teach them how to help themselves.
So it's quite a history, and it's heartwarming to know that, although I still think of Natural Grocers as a little neighborhood store, it very much has that feel to it. And how many are there in Colorado Springs right now? Four?
In the Springs alone, we have the South store off South Nevada, and then our store, which is on North Academy. And then the closest store to us would be Monument, which I guess would be about maybe 10 minutes from the Colorado Springs store.
Okay. I thought there was one out on Powers, or is that coming sometime in the future?
Not that we know of.
But you never know.
They
right?
do have one in Woodland Park in the works, don't they?
Oh. Yep, yeah. We have one or two relocations coming up, a new store opening, so... Yes, and you know the company is growing, as Dawn said. It's expanding. I mean, they've had some great opportunities in some states and locations, and you know we're looking forward to our anniversary. Like Dawn said, I mean, they started with one store, and I believe we're like over 130 stores, I think, and growing. So,
well, tell us a little bit about what's going to happen at the anniversary. First of all, this is going to be at the store that's located at 7298 North Academy Boulevard, and it's going to be on August 16th. So you've got some time to think about planning your calendar, so you'll have time for this, right? Mm-hmm. So is it going to be all day long?
The celebration really will be all day, and it's company-wide, so every store will have one.
Okay.
Kind of like ours. Ours is going to be a little bit different, though. We will have some food trucks. I think from like 12 to 6, we'll have Bison Brothers there, and we'll also have
You should bring some of this wine.
Perfect, right?
Hook up with Chris or Tim over here. Get some wine made.
And pizza, too. Colorado Pizza Company from Parker is going to come. They're a food truck. They'll be there probably about 5 to 6-ish, and... we're going to kind of party like 1955. We'll have an ice cream social from 4 to 6, and that's free. It's kind of a, you know, thank you to our customers and have them come celebrate with us for supporting us throughout the years.
You know, there are some health food stores or whole food stores that have certain criteria for the products that they carry, and you mentioned ice cream, and that's a big one for some companies. So do you all have some standards like that? Certain GMOs, I don't know. What are some of your standards for food that you carry?
Yeah, definitely. Natural Grocers is different from other health food stores in the industry because of their standards. We only carry dairy, cheese, yogurt, and including ice cream from cows that are grass-fed. So that means they have to be at least grass-fed 120 days out of the year. And then if not, if it's in a state where they can be grass-fed more, then they can meet those. And we have a lot that are 100% grass-fed, actually.
Do you carry a lot of Colorado products, or do you have a central location?
Yeah, actually we do. Company does embrace a lot of the local vendors, whether it's here in Colorado or Texas or Oklahoma, they do embrace them. We do have quite a few companies here that we do bring in there locally. So, yeah.
You source locally as much as you can.
Yes, yes, we can. And we're constantly bringing in new vendors all the time.
Say, if there is a farmer, a rancher out there that's maybe looking for a way to put their product out there, how do they go about that? If they came in and asked you, hey, I've got some ground beef for you to sample, what would you tell them?
Usually we grab their information and we pass it on to our home office to make sure that it's a product that we can carry and that it matches the company's standards. And then from there, well, you know, if everything works out, the company reaches out to them, make sure it's something that we can carry at our location, and then we just bring them in. And usually from there, they go from one store and spread out company-wide.
Great. Well, that sounds pretty easy, pretty accessible.
Yep.
So, again, we were talking about you've got food trucks, you're going to have the ice cream social, you're going to have food samples as well. Can you give us some ideas about what we might expect for sampling?
We'll have lots of our vendors come in and do some sampling. All the nutritionists are going to be, including me, from 12 to 2, we're going to do a chocolate avocado pudding sampling. So we'll have the recipe.
That sounds a little weird.
It's so good. Like, you never would believe that pudding from avocados is good. But
okay, now we've got everybody cheering for this. What's in an avocado chocolate pudding?
There's avocados, obviously, chocolate powder, honey, bananas. And this year, we're adding some pumpkin because Natural Grocers is coming out with their whole Natural Grocers line, including canned pumpkin, beans, olive oil, apple cider vinegar. So we're going to highlight our new pumpkin.
I don't want to set you up here. So you can fudge about this if you want to. But I hear that some of the national pumpkin, canned pumpkin products are actually butternut squash. Have you heard that?
I've never. Okay, well, you guys are playing it cool here.
Totally shocked.
Yeah. And the only reason I say it's just be weird to me because we do carry like butternut squash in a can, right. Also, and we do carry, you know, pumpkin. So I just
Have the squash variety wrong, but I've heard that some
it could pass for it.
Yeah, well, actually, they're very similar animals, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But but if it's labeled pumpkin, it should be pumpkin.
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm.
And if it's butternut squash, it should be butternut squash in the can.
And that's something that, again, the company looks at as part of their standards. If it says it on the package, we expect it to be what we deliver to our customers, so yes.
Right. Well, that's great to know. Well, that's even more news, isn't it, that you're going to have your own brand of things? And do you have a label already? Have you seen what that's going to look like?
Yeah, it has the cute little animals on there. There's little hedgehogs and little forest animals on there. There's like on the diced tomatoes, there's a grasshopper juggling these little like red dices. So it's kind of cute.
Yeah,
we already have quite a few products in the store. Spaghetti sauce, canned beans, we have corn, we have nice lineup of different beans that we have going, pasta. So you're going to start to see a lot of branded stuff on our shelves.
Well, that's great. That's good. And so is it going to be like that other company that has their brand name on their can and it's made specifically for them?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Without saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Again,
so you've got a big test kitchen, a big manufacturing place, and you have shoppers that are going all over the world finding exciting products. Mm-hmm. Do you have any examples of that? Or
They really wanted to, I know about the pasta sauce, they really wanted to find a pasta sauce that was gourmet tasting and good quality and could be offered at a good price so they could offer all of those things. And they did find a company that could do that for them. And it does taste gourmet, and it's like around $4.59 a bottle instead of $8.
And it's like a quart jar?
Mm-hmm, quart jar.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And it's in the canned area or shelf stable.
Pasta sauce.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, that sounds exciting. Something fun for you, Dawn, as you teach classes. Yeah. You have some new material to work with there.
Yeah, I do have a zucchini zoodle class coming up where I'm going to probably
tell
use
us what that is. Zucchini doodles or
yeah,
noodles?
Yeah, zucchini noodles. So it's a fun way for people who are doing like a paleo lifestyle or grain-free lifestyle or just wanting to add more vegetables into your diet. Taking a zucchini, and we have these fun little like noodle making machines that are really easy to use, and you've got your vegetable noodles, and you can top them with lovely pasta sauce, olive oil, whatever you're wanting to mix with it.
Now, I love saying this, spiralator.
Uh-huh.
Spiralizer.
Spiralizer.
Yes.
Spiralizer.
And that essentially is one of those machines that takes a bunch of different beets are gorgeous when they're spiralated, and they make them come out in a little like a slinky kind of thing, right? It's kind of spongy. And But it's a fabulous way if you are, as you say, watching doing a paleo diet, you want to eliminate some of that the starch and bread and white flour, yeah. And that's a great way to get veggies into your diet. It's a wonderful thing way to introduce children to veggies that yeah. they may not be yeah. really loving initially. Mm-hmm. So do you have some classes coming up that listeners might be wanting to know about?
Oh, let's see. I do have a class coming up on lutein, how adding lutein through diet or supplements.
What is that?
Lutein is a carotenoid that actually concentrates in the eye and the retina as well as the brain. And so these days we're around a lot of blue light. It's a UV length blue light coming from our computer screens, our television, all our LED lights. And that is actually can cause some free radical damage to the eyes and deplete lutein. So taking more lutein in the supplement form or getting it from like egg yolks and spinach can really help to protect the eyes from this blue light. And we're kind of an experiment with this. We don't even know the damage it could be causing with all these LED lights.
Well, I can tell you from experience at this altitude and dry climate that the dry eye situation for me is not fun. So, well, listen, guys, I'm very excited that you're coming up on your anniversary, and I appreciate your coming in today to talk about it. It's going to be at the store. It's at all stores, but in particular, check out 7298 North Academy Boulevard. It's their anniversary celebration, August 16th. It's all day long. You do not want to miss the ice cream social from 4 to 6 p.m. You will love it. And thanks again. Appreciate your coming in. Oh, we're coming up on the end of our second segment, and we're going to take a break, and we will be back with more Foodie Talk. Welcome back to the third course of KRDO Table Talk. It's presented by Ranch Foods Direct. We couldn't be happier to have such a nice sponsor. And it's really great that we have these two chefs that are beef-oriented, beef and pork, right, guys?
From time to time.
Certainly enjoy the protein, yes.
Yes.
Okay, who you heard speaking was James Africano. He is the owner and executive chef of The Warehouse, located at 25 West Cimarron Street. And also he's joined by Eric Veit, who is with the Margarita at Pine Creek. And what's the address for the Margarita?
7350 Pine Creek Road, okay, on the northwest corner of Woodman and I-25.
And I mentioned as we started that we're going to have some toe-tapping food festival news coming up. And that's exactly what we're going to be talking about now. And it is time for Fiddles, Vittles, and Vino at Rock Ledge Ranch Historic Site. And James, kick it off here. Now, you have been – let's first talk about Club 9.
Okay.
Sounds like we're switching gears, but we're not. Club 9 is a group of chefs who sponsor this event. So tell us a little bit about that.
So we sponsor this event. We were put together by a guy named Victor Matthews. Some folks might remember Victor from back when. And
you betcha.
Our goal was to kind of get Colorado Springs onto a food map, culinary map, and stop being the little brother to Denver. And he picked 8 other chefs at the time, most of which are not with us anymore. I think there's 5 of us left from the original group.
They're not with you as far as
they're not chefing anymore. Nobody's died, thankfully. Yeah, sorry.
Just thought I'd clarify that.
So we decided we wanted to do an event. We do a lot of events around town. It's part of being a chef. We're at wine fests and, you know, heart balls and on and on and on. And we wanted to do something that was for us and by us. And I think 16 years ago, Brent Beavers and I sat down at Sencha on the back patio and had a couple of cocktails and came up with this name, Fiddles, Vittles, and Vino.
Just a couple cocktails.
Just a couple, yeah. And
come on. No
the rest
chef
is,
has two.
You're right. No cocktails. Chef has 2 cocktails. It was more than a couple. But we came up with this idea and we met with Andy Morris and a gentleman named Gene at Rock Ledge Ranch and came up with this Fiddles, Vittles, Vino to go on to a bluegrass festival that they had already planned. And we kind of piggybacked onto that. And as it ended up, the food kind of drove it for a little while. For the first 4 or 5 years, the food was really the driving force, even though the bluegrass was the original intent. And now it's a really great synergy between the two. And we have a great event. And this is our 14th year.
It's hard to believe. 14 years. I remember the very first one. And
that was a mess.
It was. Was that the year that it rained?
Third year is the year that we really. Yeah.
Yeah, it was sort of like we were swimming from booth to booth, but it all worked out and it was fine. So, Eric, give us a little bit of an idea about how you two get the chefs together.
Well, we have folks who do that now, but back in the day...
You've got your people?
We have a few folks who definitely help out, Whitney and Kyla. And basically how we got it all set up, I mean, because back in the day, the first year, I mean, the chefs were setting up all the tents, we were moving all the tables and chairs, we did everything. And now, luckily... We've been able to put a little cash away and have other folks do that for us, so we can focus on the food and making sure the whole event goes off very well from our side of it. We have great bands that come through. A lot of the times they're bluegrass winners Colorado, Telluride bluegrass winners. All sorts of folks. We have a Grammy winner. I'm sorry, I'm not sure who it is.
Rhonda Vincent
this year.
Yep.
We've had so many great folks come through, local acts as well, and it's just a party, you know, 1,000 to 1,500 people, it's just a party, and we...
Yeah, we have a great time, rain, shine, doesn't matter, plenty of booze, plenty of food. Last year is the first year we actually rained out and had to move the final concert to Coronado High School, which is on again this year, if for some reason we don't get to that.
How did that happen? I mean, okay, if it rains, then everybody packs up and goes up to the high school?
Yeah, and we unfortunately, we didn't quite get it announced last year quickly enough before nobody could hear us through the rain anymore. But I think we still had about 450 people show up for that concert of the about 1,100 that were on the property.
Give it a little bit about the logistics. It goes from...
Three until about nine.
Yes. And then the gates open at
2:30. However, nothing really starts until 3, but with any concert, any event, you need to give people a little bit of time to get into their chairs and find a place to sit and do things. But we do have about a half hour lull there that can be a little confusing to people because they're in and the event's starting.
Yeah, they're ready to eat and drink.
But yeah, it's we're not always quite ready at that point, so a little patience. And
so
we've been working on that some to make it
getting
better. Easier.
Is served at 3, and then is there about how long before the band starts?
Music starts at 3.
Oh, it does too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, everything starts at 3 o'clock.
There's two different stages, one on the back of the carriage house and then the main stage. So, and some of the bands, they switch and they do a more of acoustic set on the back and a smaller stage and then go to the main stage and vice versa.
Oh, right.
And so, you know, on the property, we have 3 huge tents where folks for rain cover or sun cover, and then we have the restaurant booths, and we set up 3 different wine stores, in one in each tent, including the wine cellar, Cheers Liquor Mart, and Queen Liquor. And those guys have been with us the whole time. They help us out. Kim, Dirk, and Kit, thank you very much. And they bring all the vendors for when it comes to wine and a lot of the beers as well, and
most
Colorado
of the beer,
craft.
Yeah.
And that's a tasting about on itself because, man, people like to come and taste a whole bunch.
Yes, they do, and have a lot of fun. There's beer and wine.
Yes.
And I think you also have a coffee setup, don't you?
We often do have coffee. I'm not sure if we have coffee this year.
I don't see them on the list here. Usually it's barista, isn't it?
Generally barista comes.
Barista and Colorado Coffee has
come
before.
Some ideas besides your restaurants, you guys have been mainstays. Even when you were working for Ted Turner back in the day, you would make a point of coming for this weekend event.
Absolutely.
So you've been a strong supporter from day one.
From the very beginning, like from its birth on the
on the porch.
But you know, we have a bunch of people that have been great to us from the very beginning. Front Range Barbecue, the Edelweiss,
June Japanese,
Jake and Telly's. They've been at just about everyone. And then we've got some newer folks this year. We added Rooster's House of Ramen is going to come out. We're super excited about that.
Slurping, I can hear it all now.
Yeah, and you know, so it's come and gone with some folks. Adam's Mountain Cafe, I think, has been with us since the beginning.
Every year, yeah.
Yeah, Mackenzie's Chop House will be back again this year. We've got
Cafeteria.
Tapa and Pizzeria Rustica, and actually they're bringing Schmorbrot as well.
Yeah,
so
yeah, that'll be fun. Huh?
Yeah, and then newer additions to town, again, Odyssey will be back, I believe. This will be their third year or fourth year. However, every year they've been open, with us, and they're going to bring their new restaurant, The Bench, too.
The Bench.
So,
So, boy, you get a lot. And how much are the tickets? There are two prices.
Yeah, there's two prices. There's an early bird price, which
is $50.
And then they're $55 after the end of Friday next week.
Right. Yeah. And then for children that are 13 and under, it's $20.
Correct.
Until July 21st.
Right.
For $50 and $20 until July 21st. And then it goes to $60 and $25
That's after correct. That.
Yeah. Oh, and if there are any tickets left, do you sell them at the door?
We do sell them at the door. However, the last 2 years we've been sold out beforehand. And I actually was just on texting with the lady that takes care of all of the ticket sales for us now, which is fantastic. Again, one more thing we don't do. And we're up around 570 of 1,000 tickets sold.
Wow.
With a little, you know, just one day more than 2 weeks to go. So
we'll
sell them out. And this is the week that everything really picks up and starts to go.
So where will listeners get those tickets right now? They've got their pens and paper ready to go.
You can go on fiddlesvittlesandvino.com. And just click on buy tickets again until next Friday. They're $50, and then they bump up to $60 thereafter. So definitely get them up beforehand. Sometimes, I can't say for sure, we get them at the Farm and Art Market at the Margarita. I'm hoping to get a few there because there's but we certainly put out a newsletter for that, so you can check out the website as well.
Okay.
And they're also available at the store and the entrance hut at Rockledge Ranch.
At Rockledge. By the way, Rockledge is located at 3105 Gateway Road, and that is just in Garden of the Gods. You can't miss it if you're on that main
first parking lot.
Southeast corner of it.
Yeah. Yep.
And parking is in the field, so if it's snowy, it's messy. So yeah, snowing, raining, it could snow and it could hail.
Yeah, it could hail. But yeah, parking, it can get a little messy. It's muddy. There's also some parking in the neighborhood on the backside around Chambers on the streets in the neighborhood.
So about what time do you guys get there on that Sunday to start setting up?
Oh, between 8 and 9 a.m. I normally roll in. Eric's there between 9 and 10 and everybody else shows up about noon.
Yeah, what? Sometimes I get there later.
Slackers.
Well, it gives us the time to have some coffee, wake up, and get a plan, and you know, point people in the right direction once they get there. The volunteer number is somewhere around 40 now. It used to be just the 9 of us, so it takes a little bit more putting together. We also have a few
little
folks we pay, but it's awfully nice not lugging the tables around anymore. We used to do all of that stuff, and just to point fingers, it still takes some organization, but it's much less work.
Next thing we know, you'll be bringing your lawn chair, and you won't even be cooking food. You'll be sitting down, listening to the music, and staring
at
the sun.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
Well,
good
20.
For you.
Yeah.
Year 20. Well, that's not.
Yeah.
You know what? That's not far off, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay. One more time. This is a benefit by Club 9, and it's a group of chefs, and you have expanded from 9 chefs. I'm guessing.
We've actually dropped from 9 in the beginning. We're down around 5 right now.
So you need to recruit.
Yeah, we need to recruit, and one of these days we'll have the time to do that. Yeah. We all, you know, when we were young, we had more time than we thought.
We had time, and now we're all owners as well. And so now we don't have any time.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's changed a lot. We all got what we wanted, but we're busier.
Yeah, you have those dishwashers call in, right? And then you wind up back in the pit.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah, all of
or
those
or on the
things.
Line or anywhere you need to be.
Yeah.
And all the extra money that, you know, we take out of this thing goes back into the historic restoration of the ranch, which is important for people to know. This does not support Club 9. We don't take anything out of it.
Yeah.
We keep just enough money to put the event on again.
Mm-hmm.
But all the rest of that, we've planted apple trees, blackberry patch, raspberry patch, asparagus, some cherry trees. So that is what we're about, is restoring the agrarian part of that ranch. And then when they have a good harvest, they call us and we go and we get things.
We've been able to benefit a lot of rhubarb and a lot of very long asparagus.
Yeah, some big asparagus.
2 footers.
Every now and again, we get some great apples and, you know, we'll have the Rockledge apple pie, something like that at the restaurants. So it is, you know, again, a synergy between all of us and trying to build the community back up.
And they rebuilt the pig pen.
Right.
Well, guys, thank you so much for coming in. It's James Africano and Eric Veit, and they are letting us know about Fiddles, Vittles, and Vino at Rockledge Ranch. It's coming up soon. You need to get your ticket if you haven't already, and don't take a chance on buying it at the gate because it probably won't happen. We're coming up on a short break, and this is the end of our third segment, and there's one more delicious course to come.
plate, so eat it. Don't you tell me you're full, just eat it.
Welcome back to KRDO News Radio and Table Talk, and this is our final course. I always call this the dessert. And what we're going to do today, we are going to come back and hear each one of our guests. They're going to recap a few things, and so if you missed out on something, listen up. You may hear it this time. So, Eric, we've talked about fiddles, vittles, and vino, but now let's hear a few things that are going on at the Margarita that people are interested in.
Thank you very much. Sorry to interrupt.
No, you're fine.
The kind of things that the Margarita does, we have these huge patios. First and foremost, we have a farm and art market, Colorado Farm and Art Market, every Saturday morning at the restaurant from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that's great. We get about 300 to 500 people there. It's a mini festival. We have live music. We're serving Larga Vista pork, tacos, and brats. So all sorts of kind of fun stuff there. And come and get your morning drink on if you want a Bloody Mary or mimosa. The other things we have going on August 19th at 3:30 p.m., we're doing our 10th annual Clam Jam. It's an all-seafood eating event in landlocked Colorado. And we do 9 different regional seafood dishes. And we have live music. It's $65 per person. And it's just a great time. We just pull out all the stops, clam chowder, raw oysters, crab, salmon cakes, and so on.
What you do is you give an arm's length of tickets. And honestly, I've gone a few years, and I always end up giving away at least half of the arm length of tickets to some teenager that can eat all that food. So. Yeah. And what you do, you put in a ticket for each of your dishes that you want, and you can have as much as you want, and it is fabulous. And it's always so much fun to be on the patio, too, because it's usually very beautiful.
Well, it's usually a beautiful evening that evening, and
yes.
It's been fun. We get T-shirts made for the staff and for folks, and
so
on. So, yeah, we have always a lot of fun stuff. If you, the Margarita at Pine Creek, or margaritaatpinecreek.com,
right.
You can check out our calendar and see all the fun stuff we have going.
Great. And, James, how about you? What kind of activities are coming up at the warehouse?
Well, you know, I guess this will be another 10 days from now, but we've got jazz every other week on Wednesdays. It's the Colorado Springs Contemporary Jazz Big Band. I think I got the name right. But it is between 17 and 23 pieces. They show up and they play in the gallery.
What?
There's no cover.
That is a big orchestra.
Yeah, it's a big jazz band, and we have a great time with them. They come, they play. It's a little loud in that small space with all those people. But we do have a nice menu over there available. The bar is open. You can come in. And again, there's no cover charge. You just get to come in and hang out.
Now, that's every other Friday?
Every other Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah, they play Wednesday nights from 6 to 8.
Okay, well, hey, that's something to keep in mind. And what is your website? And people can check it out.
So it's really simple. It's thewarehouserestaurant.com. It's a lot of typing, but it's really easy to remember.
Okay. Well, thanks again for coming in today. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And Jose, you have some additional information about the Natural Grocers anniversary.
Yes, correct. Again, just a reminder, it will be August 16th, Thursday, and it's all our stores company-wide anniversary. We have tons of items on sale, saving anywhere from 33% to 60% off on top of Empower Rewards, which is our rewards program. We'll be doing double points throughout the day. From 4 to 6, we'll be doing ice cream, but there'll be dairy and non-dairy options also out there, and root beer floats will be included in that. Yes. I hope everybody comes out and fills our boxes up, because we will also be raffling off a trip for two to Thailand, which is pretty awesome.
That is wonderful.
Around 2 p.m., we'll be doing samples of our chocolate powerhouse pudding again. We'll have free coloring books for children. We'll be giving away free Natural Grocers reusable bags, which you could use for further purchases. And every hour on the hour throughout the whole day, we'll be doing additional raffles of anything from health and beauty products, some grocery items, all the way to, I believe, we have a bike inside the store also we'll be raffling off. And we'll have an additional contest where you'll be able to count party hats for grand prizes, starting at $500 gift card from Natural Grocers.
Oh, wow.
There'll be two Visa gift cards also being given away for $250. So I hope everyone does come out. You can visit any of our locations. Each one of our locations, the only thing we may do different are the games and a few little activities, but it'll be fun for the whole family.
So any of the stores they go to on August 16th, it's going to be a big, big deal.
One big party.
One big party.
Yes.
Now, how about that trip to Thailand? Is it only going to be given away at one? I mean, everyone could put in a ticket for the trip at any of the stores.
Correct. But it's one company-wide. That particular prize will be... one for everyone, but the other prizes,
they're going to have some stuff.
Yes.
Well, Don, what else can you tell us about that you are going to be doing as a nutritionist there?
Well, besides the chocolate avocado pudding, we have some partners, some community partners coming in. We're going to have Yoga Studio Sata. They're going to do kind of little free mini yoga sessions in our demo kitchen from 12 to 3. We have Orange Theory that's going to be there, and the Garden Ranch YMCA, as well as Freedom Chiropractic. So we have some people from the community that will also be there to help us celebrate, and you can talk to them about their businesses too.
So if somebody wants to come in and just talk to you personally about their nutrition, do you do that sort of consulting as well?
Yeah, that's something that Natural Grocers offers free to their customers. So that's a by appointment, one-on-one, sit down with me for an hour. We do a little health history and talk about your health goals with diet or supplements.
And how would people contact you directly to do that?
Just call the store. It's 719-577-2500. And talk to me. I'm there from Monday through Friday.
Okay. Well, that's great. Well, Jose and Don, thank you again very much for coming in. Their celebration sounds fabulous. I want to win that trip. Please, can I put my name on it and you pull it out? Something like that?
Lucky winner.
Yeah. Well, thank you again for coming. I really appreciate it. And Tim, fill us in one more time on these wonderful experiments that you have going on at Fermentations.
Well, first I want to thank you, Teresa, because for the last 7 years, you've been a great supporter of us.
Well, thank you.
We're coming up on our 7th anniversary on the 15th of July next week. And it's just been great fun. We've made so many friends doing that. We really enjoy the whole winemaking community, which is why we became part of AWS. And we're having our holiday party at the warehouse this year, December 4th. We were looking forward to a bigger space because now with over 70 members, it's harder to find a venue that we can have our whole group at. So they're looking forward to that a lot. And we've already met with James and need to get that all solidified. But other than that, you know, I just want to say for Fermentations, we've got about 130 different kinds of wine kits you can make. It's
and you
great
help
fun.
You help people make those kits,
I teach
right?
people.
Yeah, right. Tell us about that.
Well, there are 5 steps over 6 to 8 weeks to make wine in our store. You can make it at home legally. You can make it mm-hmm. at our store as an extension of your home. And we just work with you to help select the kind of wine kit that you like, the type of wine you like. And then you make it in our shop. And the first day is about 30 minutes to make your wine, get it started, mix it all together. And then every 2 weeks, you've got a 10 or 15-minute step that's very easy. Then bottling is the most fun, about an hour to hour and a half to bottle your 30 bottles of wine.
Oh, I think drinking it is more fun.
Well, that's one of the reasons it's so much fun. But we have a lot of groups that come in and make wine together, too.
Well, here's the big plus. Whenever you come to a store like Fermentations, you don't personally, as a consumer, I don't have to buy those big carboys, which
right.
are gigantic jugs.
And they're heavy.
They're heavy, and they're awkward to get mm-hmm. cleaned and all that. You have all that equipment.
I take care of all that. Yep.
Yes. You have your setup so that you just walk in, have the fun of making the wine, come back, and you babysit it the whole time.
It rests on our shelves, and we schedule the appointments for people to do the step themselves. I'm not allowed to do that for them.
Mm-hmm.
But we make it fun, and we clean up, and we do the hard work, and you have the fun.
Well, that's a great combination.
Yes,
that's really
very much so.
Well, I think that number one, this would make a wonderful holiday gift for Thanksgiving,
certainly.
Housewarming gifts, that sort of thing, or even holiday Christmas gifts that are other Hanukkah presents, that sort of thing.
Dessert wines are really popular in the fall, too. They had just announced a new flavor called creme brulee that will be coming out this year, too. In addition to coffee and raspberry mocha, toasted caramel, chocolate black forest cherry cake flavored, all those different flavors are fun for dessert.
Holy smoke, that sounds delicious.
It's great fun.
That is dessert.
It is. Dessert in a glass.
Yeah. Well, again, this is Tim Christensen. He's a co-owner with his wife, Brenda, of Fermentations, winemaking, and homebrew. They are at 5765 North Academy, and your website?
It's just simple. It's fermentations.biz, B-I-Z.
Okay. And that's a wonderful place to call at 598-1164, fermentations, www.cardiotable.biz, and you can see some of the selections they have. I think you can even sign up online for some of
your stuff. We're just a mom-and-pop store, so we prefer people come into the store and choose what they want, and then we'll get you all scheduled for the appointments. It's great fun, and we're open 6 days a week. We have one day off on Sundays for church and Broncos games.
I was going to say, you got to get your football in there.
That's right.
Well, guys, thank you all. This is a wonderful party we had today in our studios with wine included. That was very nice. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
And I want to thank all of you for listening to KRDO Table Talk on 105.5 FM and 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. It's presented by Ranch Foods Direct. Thank you very much, Mike Calicrate. If you missed some part of the show, you can visit krdonewsradio.podbean.com. I hope that you enjoyed today's show. It was a pleasure for us all to be in here. If you happen to have some food news or would like to be on the show with me, just send me an email at Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, dot Farney, F-S-N Frank, A-R-N-E-Y, at gazette.com. Thanks for listening, and I will be back next Saturday with more food news.
You've been listening to the KRDO Table Talk Show with Teresa Farney, presented by Ranch Foods Direct. Join Teresa and her guests for the Table Talk Party Saturday afternoons at 1. Listen live at KRDO.com and on demand at KRDONewsRadio.podbean.com.